Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Peter Dautre, professor and extension weed specialist with Texas Tech University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As far as some of the significant discoveries in the past, the dinitroaniline herbicides, Treflan, Prowl, are still, in my opinion, very important tools today. Other herbicides that we can use at planting are still very important today. As effective as Roundup is, I think if you over-rely on something that will do a very good job, eventually that one in a million or one in a billion weed is going to escape, and unless you're trying to control it with other means, you're going to end up having a resistant problem in your field.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And I've often made this comment, and somewhat as a joke, but really it's not a joke. If resistance was going to occur to glyphosate, I'm glad it has, because we still have some of these older herbicides available. If it didn't occur for 20 or 30 years, it's very possible some of these older products wouldn't be re-registered, and then we would have just such few options to control resistant weeds.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Even in our trials, a lot of times as we have attempted to figure out what other herbicide will complement glyphosate the best, and then within that trial we'll have some glyphosate or Roundup only treatments, oftentimes a Roundup only treatment looks every bit as good or better than anything else. So on one hand, based on sheer economics, it makes sense just to use Roundup because Roundup does such an effective job. That's a good short-term solution. In the long run, because of the possibility of resistance developing, I think a good long-term sustainable weed management practice is to continue to incorporate other herbicides that control weeds in a different way. The dinitroanilines, to me, for what they cost and still what they can provide in the spectrum of activity, is one of the first herbicides that I like to think about, at least as I'm visiting with various growers, that they include as a part of their overall weed management program.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As good as glyphosate is in the short run, I think a better way of stewarding the product is to make sure that we're not just using Roundup, but maybe some of the dinitroanilines, maybe some herbicides at planting, maybe some tillage, maybe some hand weeding, maybe some directed applications, maybe other herbicides that will control the weeds post-emergence like Liberty. So a properly stewarded glyphosate technology is going to be using other means of controlling weeds. Liberty, I think, is a concern that a lot of people have, that we could essentially end up at the same place. If we now rely on that herbicide too much, we could end up seeing a bunch of Liberty resistant weeds. So folks talk about stewarding the newer technologies. In my mind, that simply means don't over rely on that one tool alone, but incorporate all of the tools that we currently have and also the tools that we're going to have in the near future.